Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Do chores like cooking and laundry early or late to keep your home cooler and reduce energy use. More hot weather tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. Mike doesn't use electricity. Representative Mike Sparks with us here this morning. You have like mules that go in a circle.
I'm old school.
Yeah, you're old. Just old. But anyway...
You get the senior discount, brother.
You've been getting it for a while.
I've been doing it for a while,
even before you were supposed to. I think you were gaming. Well,
when I got that ARP card, I'm using this. I started using it. Well, they send you the card at 50. You know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Yeah, I got mine this last year.
Are you taking advantage of it?
I haven't yet. No.
A lot of coupons there.
There's a lot of information. That's what I really like reading is the information. Yes.
It's apparently left-leaning or something. I don't know.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I didn't join. I just used the coupon.
Oh, okay.
I didn't join.
There's apparently some, and I can't, it's on the one of the programs that's on after this Rick Burgess show. They have one of their sponsors is whatever is the conservative group of that.
I heard y'all talking about that.
Yeah. AMAC.
That's right. That's right. AMAC. Pull that a little closer to you there, Jenny. That's the voice of Jenny Williams. I have to tell a funny story.
Oh, no.
When you sponsored some of our high school sports stuff with Gil's Ace Hardware back in the day, my son Dalton, he was 16, and he was going to the games with us. And we have never let him live this down. We said, why don't you do the little sponsor liners when you're coming back? I said, okay. He was excited about it. And, you know, he would list off, you know, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And he got to Gil's Ace Hardware and Ginny Williams.
That happens a lot. You wouldn't believe.
Well, he said it's supposed to have a J, and I said, "Well, your logic is right, but that's what you get with names
it's
sometimes."
One of those English language things.
I guess so. But how's retirement?
I'm enjoying it, but you know, I've got my things I'm working on.
Yeah.
This year, I'm the chairman of the Heart of Tennessee American Red Cross, which is near and dear to my heart, especially the blood drives.
Yeah.
Since my husband is a leukemia survivor. And of course, Rotary. Mike and I got a lot going on in Rotary. And then...
you're wearing your Wings of Freedom fish fry shirt.
We have a meeting today.
You had that on yesterday.
I did. I have two shirts.
Okay. What are you trying to do there, Mike?
I know.
Hey, you had me on Channel 2 News, so I had to.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Good. Take advantage of
it. Nice interview, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were on Channel 2, huh?
Yes. We, Mike, his part of getting Jefferson Pike widened, I mean, you had probably Mr. Phillips, John Phillips.
Yeah.
Had talked to you.
He passed last year.
He did.
His son Jonathan was killed.
He was a customer of mine at the hardware store. And we talked Jefferson Pike. And
how long did you talk Jefferson Pike in the hardware store? 20 years, 30 years?
No, let me tell you. I was cleaning out some boxes of information 2012. The very first meeting. It was the agenda for the very first meeting at the Smyrna Event Center on Jefferson Pike.
Wow.
2012. That's how long it takes to get a highway.
Yes.
But there's a lot to it. You know, acquiring property, acquiring funding. What else?
Yeah.
Engineering studies. Everything.
The state's flush with money. I don't know why that's a problem.
Well, it's... I think they need to extend it to Walter Hill now.
I do too, don't you?
I think Old Nashville Highway needs widening. Yeah. Have you seen the traffic on Old Nashville Highway?
Well, it's people trying to avoid Sam Ridley and,
the
and Nissan
state,
Drive.
Yeah. The fast way. Everybody's in a hurry. Yeah.
It takes a lot of money.
It does. It's hard to believe. Yeah.
$65 million
project or something
I think it's roughly about 70 million. This report is 61. But
that's what Mike makes in 1 year as a representative. So
you go. He makes big bucks.
We won't get into that. But but you know, that fatality, we talk about the fatality that happened right in front of your house.
Oh, yes.
I talk about strange coincidences. God wink moments. I don't know if that's a great term on this situation, but we had, I shot that video with you advocating, and W. Karen, I couldn't get them to show back up because they were out there 20 years ago when the fatality happened at Mona, when the baby came out of the, hit the, mother hit the telephone pole and the baby come through the windshield and killed baby. We did that interview with Chris Mungard, and they wouldn't, they just didn't show back up. And I happened to be speaking in Wilson County, of all places, and come up right in front of your house because your husband was checking the mail. And Andy Miller, I just said, "Hey, David, how you doing?" And I'm just rolling by. And Andy said, "Mike, it was a fatality." And then Laura Jane, Laura Ford, that owned the Zebra, of all strange issues, her husband said, "Mike," because he knew me, he says, "It was fatality. Laura's in a wreck, but she survived." In fact, her dad, Eric Jane, was on the phone with her when he knew something had happened, and he knew where she was at roughly, and come up on that wreck. But sadly, it took that fatality to get the story to motivate. I'm not saying T-Dot didn't care, but that is really the spark that encouraged that happened in front of your house. And it was C.B. Cotton to come out and done the story.
Yeah.
C.B. now is with, is it Fox?
It's Fox News.
She's big time now.
In New York. Mm-hmm. I love seeing her on, I thought, local girl makes big.
No, so was she was at the local TV channel?
She was at WKRN.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Nikki McGee interviewed us yesterday about it.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it takes everyone on board to try to get, you know, shout out to the mayor, Mary Esther, and,
you know,
council and county commissioners and Mayor Carr and Bill Ketron and others.
And things move slow because they want to get it right, I guess. And there might be environmental things. That's another study they have to do in the environmental
study. It looks great. Brian, have you been down Jefferson Pike?
The last time I went down, it was the lanes were open, but they were still doing a lot of median work and stuff.
Well, they're doing the lane. Talk about the lane in front of your place.
Oh, like
the turning lane.
Oh, well, we, like, it's the Jefferson Springs boat ramp, and it's very busy.
No, the in front of your business.
Oh, we got a new, yes, we have a new
project. She's
been
retired a year and a half now or whatever.
I don't know what's going on. No, I do know what's going on.
I bet you do.
The town at Smyrna approached us and wanted to put a turn lane there.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of accidents in front of there. In fact, I had a customer, and I was so upset, you know. But if you're trying to turn left there, if you know, in front of the Gillsville Family Center, it's hard to get out. And people will stop and let you out, but don't take advantage of that, because that left lane, they're flying. And that's when that accident happens. But anyway, they started on it like yesterday.
Well, it's kind
moving
of ironic.
Big rock and stuff.
We're out there saying the project's completed, and, you know, thank you, WKRN, thank you, T-Dot, and thank you, local officials. And here you got a big track over with dump trucks. And
make it lots
they're
of
telling
noise.
You 3 weeks, right?
They're saying 3 weeks. And you know, so we had a grocery business in 1982, and they were taking Sam Davis Road. It was Sam Davis Road then, and making it was two lane.
J.S. Young,
was it J.S. Young? Well, Sam Davis Road came around Pine Tree Curve. Remember Pine Tree Curve?
I remember.
It was one continuous road. There's a lot of accidents there too, but anyway. They, you know, it was like every day I'd have to go out there and say, please, we lost it. We had two entrances into the shopping center. But, you know, with progress, people suffer a little bit. You know, you have to suffer. It's an improvement. Sure. I always have said that, you know, you got to endure progress because you hope it's something that's an improvement. But anyway, you know, it went from a two-lane road to, same as Jefferson Pike, five lanes. There's no sidewalks, and there's no bike trails like on Jefferson Pike. Yeah. We have sidewalks on both sides. And
you still had a wreck in front of your house, near your house, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. Somebody wrecked in the front yard last Tuesday.
Really?
He fell asleep in broad daylight, and my husband and I came home, and there's two police cars there.
Interesting.
I'm glad that we weren't turning into the driveway when that guy came across three lanes of traffic. He hit two right-of-way markers, which are real heavy concrete, and then he went airborne, and he ended up stopping when he hit a tree in our neighbor's yard, and the engine dropped out the bottom. I guess that's a safety thing nowadays, that an engine doesn't, you know, go through the person. It gravity grabs it and the boats. Somebody, my neighbor, was explaining it to me, really? Johnny Leonard. So, and he got up and was walking around, but I had to know, I have to know what happened. It was in my yard, you know.
Of course you do.
So I went and asked the police officer, what happened? He said, oh, he fell asleep. I said, it's broad daylight.
That's wild.
And you wonder how fast he was going. No skid marks, so you know he was sleeping because he didn't try to stop. I mean, he stopped when he hit the tree. And I thought, wow, that's the first accident. But you know, the proximity to I-840, I hear ambulances at night, in the morning, even before. And can you imagine an ambulance trying to get down a two-lane, I called it country road with city traffic. but anyway, and you know, we have a new fire station out there. It's beautiful.
Looks good.
Fire station number 4. And of course, Holland's Heads have their corporate headquarters for Smyrna Ready Mix. Beautiful. Everybody thought it was a hotel.
Yeah, I went out there about a month ago.
So you got to go inside?
Oh, yeah.
What about that concrete stairway?
It's crazy, isn't it? It's very nice.
A lot of engineering there.
You would think that everything would be built out of concrete, right? You know?
Yeah. Wonder why.
But, I mean, we learned so much about it. And, I mean, they even have we saw all of these little kids being led through. And I said, what is that? Well, we have a daycare here for the workers.
Did you see the weight room?
I did.
To work out. Yeah. Now, Michael said I could come work out. I mean, I live maybe 2 miles from there, maybe a mile and a half from there. And I have eaten lunch in their lunchroom. Their food is delicious, you know. And we've had our Good Scout Award there twice because they have a meeting room upstairs. And we honored Michael Hollinshead as a Good Scout. But I'm like you. I saw all these little kids, and they had one stroller that held 4 kids.
I saw that too.
And I looked, and I went, I have never seen that. But what a wonderful benefit for employees to provide, you know, daycare for their children.
So Laura Smith, she and I went to school together.
Oh no, I love Laura. Yeah. Well, her mom and
Walter
I
Hill.
Went to school together.
Did you really?
From first grade through high school.
Wow.
And she looks so. When I saw her, I went, I'm looking at your mother. I said, you look so much like her. Yeah, Brenda.
I know Dad, Joel, a little better, I guess. But,
yeah.
Know them all. So.
Well, Joel, how many years did he work at Bridgestone? And now,
at the end of the month,
they're done, right? Is it?
I think that's right. And if I'm not mistaken, Laura mentioned that he worked there from the beginning until the end.
Yeah. You know, he worked at the grocery store.
Did he really?
Yeah. When he's in high school. Yeah,
wow.
I knew him then. His whole family were great grocery customers. He's got several brothers.
Well, see, Walter Hill kind of shares a little bit of the Smyrna love right there, right?
Yes, they do. I found out that our director of Rutherford County Schools, he used to shop at the grocery store.
Oh, Dr. Sullivan, yeah.
Well, he told me that. And he lived in Walter Hill. He grew up in Walter Hill. Yeah. So you grew up in Walter Hill?
I went to Walter Hill School.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really more of a Leanna guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we share some, we're on the very north end of the county.
Oh, okay.
Leanna's more like Siegel now, but you know.
Okay. It's growing.
Central Valley Road and all through there. Yeah.
Everywhere's growing.
It is. So, well, I know that you've got a lot of work with Rotary. I'm glad you're working with John Mitchell. He needs somebody to steer him straight over at the Red Cross.
Yeah.
And
he steers me straight sometimes.
You still are very active in your church, too, aren't you?
Oh, yes. St. Luke Catholic Church. In fact, about 2 years ago, Father Philip asked me he said, hey, Jenny, and we've been doing this international festival with international foods, which it's just amazing if you want to test and try out foods from all over the world. But he asked me to do the silent auction. And I said, wow, I've been on the buying end of it. I never have been on the, you know, getting it together and organizing it. Yeah, I could do that. I'll figure it out. You know, of course, everybody jumps in and says, well, this is what we did. This is what we did, you know. So we've been talking about that. And that's October 4th, Saturday, October 4th from 10 to 3. But the silent auction will begin about 2 weeks before that. And we're going to do a blues and bourbon and barbecue. And I don't have that date in front of me, but we always put it on Facebook. And But the silent auction, right now I'm looking for some items, like if somebody has a mountain home, a week at a mountain home, or a week at a beach house that they'd like to donate.
Step up, Brian.
Yeah, there you go,
not
Brian.
Not at your place.
I don't
my city.
I don't you have
know,
any of those.
Year before last, Austin Maxwell, we got his
he'll do it again.
I'm going to ask him, yeah.
Well, Claire, if you're listening, yeah. Step up now. We need
you. But anyway, but we had there, and it was the big item. You know, it's funny. You always have a few items where people follow behind each other, and, you know, they want it really bad. Another good item, and I'm excited, Woodfin's Funeral Home has always donated a handmade rocking chair. Oh. And I don't know who
I was going to say a free funeral or something. I was like,
free casket. No, but
Bourbon Blues and Barbecue, by the way, is August 23rd.
August 23rd.
I looked it up on the St. Luke's. Bulletin, I guess.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a good bulletin. But anyway, this chair, in years past, it's had 7 woods of trees that are native to Tennessee, and we're going to get that one again this year because I've already talked to him about it, and that was real popular. And I remember I was standing there, kind of overseeing everything, you know, and this young man said, "I'm getting that chair. I wanted it last year and I didn't get it." And he kept bidding it, and he bid pretty high on it, but he got it. You know, how bad do you want it?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You want it bad, you go high on the bid.
I just saw something on the bulletin that made me think about what's going on in Texas, you know, with camps and Christian camps and stuff. And man, what awful news that is.
Brian, yeah. Every time I see that, I get upset. And I'm going to tell you, it's from a personal experience I had several years ago, and I've tried to look this up. My daughter was active in Girl Scouts, and we went to the camp in Ashland City, and we had to be rescued by the National Guard.
Oh, really?
And I just, these visions keep, I just can only imagine. Our cabin was high on the hill, and my car, you parked kind of down here. And it started raining, and I looked at my co-leader, Avis Sliger, and I said, "You know, Avis, the way it's raining, I think I'm going to move my car up higher." So I moved it, like, right next to the cabin. And, you know, we were anxious about it and everything, never dreaming that the National Guard would have to come rescue. We're Girl Scouts. We're self-reliant. Yeah. You know, we don't need anybody. We got us, you know. Yeah. And it was kind of...
So it must have rained a lot there.
It rained a lot. And I don't know what year. It had to be in the late 80s, I'm thinking. I was going to call my co-leader, Avis, and ask her, "Hey, this is reminding me. I'm having a flashback." So the next morning when we woke up, there was water surrounding. And the lower, the lower area surrounding. And my car, I couldn't get my car through it. And I said, "Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do?" You know, well, the National Guard came in, those big, tall trucks. Mm-hmm. And they can go and... how many feet of water? So they came and rescued us. And I remember I couldn't get in the truck. They had to, like, almost lift you into the truck because it was really tall, you know.
And you had to wait on the water to recede to get your car, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
The next day or two, you know, to get my car, which I was fine. But it was so crazy. And I think it was on the news, but I haven't been able to find it.
Wow,
you know?
That's interesting.
I wanted to know what year it was. But that's all I could think about was, you know, putting yourself there and you're in charge of a group of girls and you're trying to rescue them and the people that lost their lives rescuing people, you know, and it just all happened so fast. And then, of course, we think about our flood here in 2010. Yeah. Was that 2010? Yeah, and people lost their lives there on 24 because it raised real high. It came up.
Yeah, they got died high. In that car. You remember that?
Yeah, that couple.
He couldn't get out of the car.
Well, and you also think about what happened, you know, in Waverly.
Oh, Waverly, yes. That was probably our, you know, with the American Red Cross sending volunteers, which I don't believe we are sending volunteers, but they'll be local American Red Cross, and they'll set up shelters. And the biggest things is, you know, people connecting with each other. And you can imagine you're actually waiting for the news of a loved one. Did they make it? You know, are they okay? You know, especially if it's a child. But, yeah, they're over 100 now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And 160 or so still missing. So.
Oh, 160.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very sad.
Yeah,
so
that's tough.
Well, our time's already run out. I could sit here and talk forever, but did we cover everything you needed to?
Wings of Freedom fish fries coming up.
Tuskegee Airmen, right?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
They're going to have their exhibit there, and it's going to be incredible. And we're also going to, we're fulfilling Carolyn Peebles' dream. Yes. She was going to be our president this year, and she passed away suddenly with a heart attack.
Oh, and she
But she had already arranged all this, and we thought, well, you know, it's at the airport, so we want airmen there.
Yes.
And it's really going to be great. We're going to have school groups visit, and we're working with the Boys and Girls Club. But there'll be, it's a really nice exhibit. I haven't seen it in person myself. But
well, when you get information on that, be sure to pass that along to us. And
okay.
Maybe we'll come out and do a story or video with you.
Yeah.
How about that?
Great. Great. Right. Thank you.
Or if Mike can figure out his equipment.
And this is September 13th. So. And you can go on www.wofsmyrna.com to find out all this information. Yeah. And we're looking for sponsors right
and
now.
And it's for $500. You get the tickets. It's a great sponsorship.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We give you lots of attention.
So that's .com, right? You said?
Yeah. .com.
Yeah. And that WOF is Wings of Freedom. So wingsoffreedomsmyrna.com. And
yes.
Got the car, cruise in, and all that
good
stuff.
I know WGNS always gives out some free tickets.
We
try. A little contest. Yeah. And people are so excited when they win it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll get all that taken care of September 13th on that. And it's always good to catch up.
Yeah.
Mike, your show, Conversations with, what's your name? Mike
Sparks. Saturday night. Oh, no, Sunday night. It's five to six.
You can't even promo your own show.
Yeah, 5 to 6, I know.
Oh, well, that's
a good time.
5 to 6 on Sundays. I hope you'll listen in on that. And that's going to do it for the show today. Have a good one. We'll see you back here next time.